But I was driving on the M1 South headed to town. And just before the Jan Smuts off ramp, you know, to get into onto Empire, Wits and so on, you have these two bridges above the highway, Jan Smuts, and I think the one that takes you into Parktown. And just on those bridges, on the railing, there are so many election posters. And it just made me so annoyed. It was such an eyesore. All of these election posters, different political parties, they overlap one another. They are hung in an uncoordinated fashion. It's just such an eyesore. You may have seen it, but it just struck me that, you know, the optics of the election, I definitely don't like election posters, especially with the rains. Some of them are looking so faded and the ink is so worn out. And the sooner they come down, the better. For me, they don't even serve as a means of persuasion or any means of communicating what I should do with my vote. And as Kabazela said, it's about saying mine is bigger than yours. You know, who's got the biggest? Because the more we see you, I guess, in a way, it tells us that you got deeper pockets. But another part of these elections has to do with an article that I came across, and it made me chuckle. Phumlani S. Langer is a journalist at City Press, and he looked into political party election songs. So some of our political parties have decided to go the route of releasing albums ahead of the elections. Yawn. And he joins us now because he had the pleasure, or should I say, the misfortune of having to listen to some of these albums. And I wanted to get his quick reviews. Maybe you have them in your collection, but I also want us to talk about songs that you would dedicate to political parties, songs that reflect your mood and how you feel about them. I've got the perfect one and I'll play it for you in a short while. But first, let's chat to Phumlani S. Langer. Good afternoon, Phumlani.
Hi, how are you doing, Azania?
I'm good. What does the S stand for? Because we always see it in the byline there, Phumlani S. Langer.
You know what it is? My parents never married, so as a way to maybe carry both clans, the S is for my dad's surname, Taylor. And it's also kind of a salute to one of my favorite authors, Hunter S. Thompson. So it's a bit of a double entendre of sorts.
I knew there was a story. Right. Yeah. So you decided to look into political party albums or the music and the songs that they use to communicate their message. So what sparked your curiosity?
I was intrigued by the approach to use an art form to canvas support. I mean, it's a universal language. It speaks across creed, language, you know what I mean? You can just encapsulate emotion or sentiment in a few simple chords. And being predominantly an art writer, this was something that intrigued me.
Yes.
And so we gave each of the albums a quick spin. It was an interesting day of listening, a tough day of listening. Longer than you might expect, yeah.
Yes. And in the piece, you write about how you called Dr. Mbuyiseni Ndlozi. And he was quite abrupt, and you say he was abrupt and rude on the phone and said, yeah, ask the question. And that wasn't a great footing to start things off on. So it made you a little bit nar, didn't it?
Yeah, it was quite a jarring intro. I mean, I think what happened was the line wasn't so clean. So I asked the question and it kind of, you know, blocked out and then maybe reconnected when, you know, at the tail end of me asking the question and which prompted this rather fire response. But yeah, he did touch on what they're trying to convey in there at our volume 3, the third installment of the EFF album. It was well arranged. I wasn't blown away. It felt like maybe they put less funding towards it than the ANC album, which came in a, you know, slightly more robust packaging, a more convincing looking sleeve, more collectible, as it were, you know, if you were so inclined.
Yes, I thought the title for the EFF's album was an interesting one, Jazz Hour Volume 3, and there's a gong track on it, there are struggle songs on it, so Jazz Hour, I just thought, okay, did it live up to the title, or was it just a mix of different sounds and genres?
I mean, they did rope in MXO and the legendary Ringo, just to, you know, maybe provide some of that jazzy nuances, but it wasn't. It's not a predominantly jazz record, which, you know, the name would allude to. But it has moments. They try to encapsulate what it is that we were approaching and reflecting all in the same time, which is a tricky thing.
Yes.
All three parties try to do that, you know, obviously looking back to at the history of the nation and the promise of hope. But it's tough to listen to an album and then watch the news and, you know, you see that, you know, hope is maybe just on this record and maybe not so much in the streets.
Yes. And then let's look at the DA's songs, because their album is yet to be released. Am I correct?
Yes, indeed. Yeah. I think the album might have been released actually on Good Friday. That was the plan. That's what they were aiming to do.
Yeah.
And obviously at their rallies, they've worked in people like Kid X, Ricky Rick, Destruction Boys, even Kurt Darren, who was in the news not too long ago for all the wrong reasons. I mean, the DA seems to be approaching it a little bit differently. It's, they have a band dedicated to this. They've worked in, you know, proper musicians. But the EFF album seemed to be more like a casual collaboration between supporters of the party, where the DA and ANC seems to have roped in, you know, proper practitioners of this art form to, you know, maybe bolster the sound that they're trying to go for.
Yes, and of course, as you said, the ANC's approach was much more polished. They have an EP. The album was produced by Chico, so they pulled out the bigwigs.
Mm. Oh, absolutely. And obviously having Chico Parler there, it already suggests what kind of sound to expect. And I mean, the man is quite iconic behind the production desk. And so it has those feelings of, an, you know, that nostalgia to it, you know, that old flavor. I'm intrigued personally to find out what it is Figile Mbalula was doing in the studio, as he's also listed as an executive producer. Yeah, I don't know. We'll
okay.
Maybe be inside the studio when they were working.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Phumlani, for giving us that quick review of the albums. Do smaller political parties have, or it is about really mine being bigger than yours and I can afford things like an album ahead of the elections?
I think it is, as the youngsters would say, a subtle flex. You know, it's,
yeah.
We can do it and maybe some of you can't. And therefore the three, you know,
big ones.
Leading parties are jousting at each other and trying to outdo each other with this. And I guess it's interesting to watch.
Okay.
And also the ideas conveyed in each album are to constituents, it does say something about what you might expect.
All right.
What to look out for.
Thank you very much, Phumlani. It was great fun reading your thoughts on it.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
That's Phumlani S. Langer, journalist for City Press. So they have songs that these political parties, particularly the top three, have songs that and albums that they have released in order to, you know, just build the spirit ahead of the elections, to motivate you to cast your vote for them. But what songs would you dedicate to our political parties is what I want to know. 011-883-0702, 31702 for your SMSs. And when I thought about this, what would go onto my compilation of songs to dedicate to political parties? This one was top of mind.